A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
Hi, little three random questions, which is sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. BT, little 3RQ for your first one.
Ready?
How do you listen to music?
I will generally, I always listen to music in the car. I mean, I am a music car guy.
Right.
The other time I do put the speakers out, like if I'm hanging out in the backyard, whether it's watering the arborvitaes or just hanging out at night, I got some speakers out there. I generally put Alexa on when I'm working out. You know, Alexa Play, usually right, so 80 stuff.
Okay,
all so, different devices, really.
So that's not Spotify? Like,
I don't do Spotify.
Okay, so what made me think of this? So what, then what do you... It's just... Is it Prime Music? I don't know what Alexa is. I don't use that.
Yeah, just Alexa. Alexa Play this, play that. Plays through Amazon.
Even in the car, same thing.
No, through the car. I do like Sirius, like the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, LL Station. I bounce around, you know, the yacht rock and heavy metal Ozzy. I've got
Sirius
an eclectic.
In the car and then Amazon Music. The reason why I was thinking this... is because I use Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people use Spotify. Like, obviously, the game has evolved so crazy. I remember, you know, if you want to go way back to cassette tapes or whatever. But even just when I first started driving, I would have CDs.
And absolutely.
Then so let's say for the day, I was like, all right, let me listen to this Eminem CD, Kanye, whatever like it may be. And you pick those four or five CDs and you play the whole album.
Mm-hmm.
And now with Apple Music, like I'll listen to whatever, summer barbecue list when we have people over. Or... play some 80s or 90s, whatever it may be, today's hits. And then I'm thinking, like, a lot of my favorite songs kind of get lost because I used to have the CD.
Yeah.
Even when iPods became the thing.
The little teeny tiny ones, yeah.
Well, whatever. You would download your music into the iPod.
That's how it all started. That's the personalization.
Okay, right. But at least it was your music going into that iPod. So whatever songs were playing were things you were familiar with.
Yep.
Now it's just like, oh, yeah, Apple Music, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I'm missing out, I think, on a lot of stuff that I used to listen to. So you, same thing, like you're not specific to.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. Listen, I'm stuck in my hole of music. You know that. Yeah.
All right,
well, I mean, not just 80s, but generally like certain genres and stuff. And I don't really listen to new music unless my kids have it on, and then I'll give it a shot. But I'm just, you know, I'm a creature of habit. Like, you'll laugh at this. I don't do it all the time because I'm usually running around like a nut. But sometimes, and Jen makes breakfast a lot. But on the weekends, I do like to make the kids, once in a while, if we don't have like an 8 o'clock game, if it's like later, omelets. You know, I'll get the milk out. And I'll be like, Alexa, play Billy Joel. Alexa, play Simon & Garfunkel. Like something soft. Alexa, play Bruce. Play some old Bruce. And I'll let the kids hear that. But that's generally how I get my music.
Hoff, you're a big music guy, obviously setting the tone here for the show with the music all the time. How do you consume music nowadays?
I mean, I just put on iTunes. I put on Apple.
So same thing. And just but like random or you're from your library of stuff?
I do a little bit of like I'll play an artist that I want to listen to. And then after like a certain amount of songs, it just kind of creates its own playlist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that's the new way of listening to music. Far different from my dad picking out his records or albums or us getting the cassettes or the CDs.
I had records. The first thing I ever got was a record.
And there you go. But it is different than, hey, let's play. I used to just wear out certain albums.
Yeah,
however
for
you consume
sure.
them.
Or wait by the radio for them to play one that you couldn't wait to hear.
And now, and now it's, you just play random stuff. Oh, yeah, I like that one. Oh, yeah, I remember that song. But it's not the stuff that you usually had in your collection. All right, number two. What's the worst part of hosting a party or whatever, get together? People
getting everybody
over?
To leave. No, I'm serious. Getting everybody to leave. Because, you know, I like when everybody comes and I generally enjoy the party itself. But when it's time to wind, especially with younger kids and I know it's different during the summer, but bedtime really gets compromised. And, you know, when you have a lot of people over and there's like some kids running through your house who generally are never at your house, that's where I get tense. I do. I own it. I do.
For me, it's dealing with the leftovers. Dude, I've been having cheesecake and apple pie.
I thought you started going to the gym a couple of weeks ago. What happened?
I did, and then the vacation got me. I'll get back on track this week. Once the damn food, we finally had to throw it out. But, like, it's just there.
Yeah.
And it's extra. You're not going to waste it. And it's good. So if you're hosting and everybody's bringing stuff, not to mention the stuff that you had, and it's left over – What are you supposed to? You give as much as you can away,
mm-hmm.
and then you're still left with some stuff.
Oh, I know. Food or dessert or both?
Both, but mainly the dessert.
Yeah.
Because I usually, like, I'll never eat a cheesecake during the course of a week. Maybe.
Never.
Like, maybe if I go out to dinner.
Yeah, like a Mother's Day or something. Yeah, I got you.
Like, that's just not something that's ever going to enter my life.
No.
Outside of a party where somebody would bring it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not buying that and bringing it. And then it's there.
I know.
And it's delicious.
The cookies, the rainbow cookies.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I could devour those.
Yeah, so they're sitting there on the counter. It's a problem.
Well, I'm convinced that, like, if I lived by myself just and had no connection to the rest of the world, I would be absolutely yoked. I'll give you an example. Like, last night, because my intentions are good, but I got a breaking point. I've gotten weaker as I've gotten older. So last night, we come back, baseball game, whatever, kind of eating and a little later than usual. Long story short, go up, shower, you know, recording Yanks, Mets, going back and forth, doing the dance like I always do. Kids eat. And I come down again, and they have a little bowl of ice cream, which is fine. It's the summer, right. You know. And I'm like, and I think my daughter said, "Dad, you want some?" I'm like, "No, I'm good. I'm good." I felt so good saying, "No, I'm good, Kins. Thanks, baby. I'm good. Daddy's good." But of course, Daddy walks down at 10:45 at night. Not only does he have ice cream, he seeps for some reason pours butterscotch syrup all over it and devours it like an absolute gavone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so like if it's not there, I'm not buying it. But when it's there, I am a disaster.
Excellent point. I blame my wife because once we started getting together, that's when I fell out of shape. All right, last one for you.
Yeah.
If someone you know is a low talker.
Low
talker.
That bothers me.
Do you say something during a conversation or just pretend that you heard what they're saying?
Well, I mean, listen, half the time in my house, I pretend I hear what they're saying. Yep. Gotcha. I gotcha. I've become very adept at, and now we're going to separate this from my house, at pretending that I'm interested in what other people are saying. Like, I have a way of like, oh, yeah, wow, yeah, really? Oh, wow, interesting. I haven't heard a word you're saying. I'm just yesing you to death.
Like, even
I'm
if you could hear them, you're just...
If I'm not interested, I've just checked out, but I want to be cordial to them. I'm very good at that. It's actually, I'm acting because I really couldn't care less what they're saying. If somebody is... what do you talk for a living? That's my excuse. Not that I'm a mean person, but you know, when you talk low, it drives me nuts. Like, how does anybody, and you and I are also two of the loudest people around.
Correct.
So, you know, maybe we're not the best barometer. But, like, how the hell did you grow up that you speak so softly?
Yeah.
We would yell in the street. We would yell at the dinner table. We would yell in the schoolyard. We would yell. And our yelling, like, it was loud and it wasn't anger. It was just conversationally loud. So if you're not inclined to speak loud, I'll give you, like, hopefully they'll take the social cue, like, what's that? and they low talkers never change their delivery, and it's maddening.
Right, and I have been in the conversation with somebody recently, multiple times, and my wife starts to question my hearing, which could be going because we're blaring the headphones here all the time, so I agree that maybe I'm not hearing as well, although I'll tell her, like, I just don't want to hear really what you're saying certain times. But in this particular case, I wanted to hear what this person is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just such a low talker. And I'm leaning in. I can't hear it. I'm like, man, am I going deaf? And then I had another one of our friends in the same conversation a week later with the same person. He confirmed the person was a low talker. And we just kind of let it go. And we're like, like pretending, I guess, that we heard it because we were like, hey, speak up. I can't hear a damn word you're saying. Good God.
I know.
Come on, Mike Robinson, speak to me.
Oh, you're throwing names out.
SNY, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
He sits next to me at work, and sometimes it's just a low talker.
Yeah.
Or on the PATH train on the way home, a low talker. And I didn't know how to say it. Like, I didn't want to say it out loud and let everybody know. Like, you know, he's a low talker. So I just bring it up on the radio.
Well, nobody will hear that. he's not going to change, dude. You could tweet it. You could put him on blast or on Instagram. It's not going to change.
Talker. I didn't know that they were real. I thought it was a Seinfeld bit.
It was a Seinfeld bit, but it's based and derived from something real.
Yeah.
I mean, so low talkers aren't changing their stripes. They're going to be low talkers forever.
You're trying to make out
just someone. Like, we're going to be loud talkers forever.
I understand that. I know. That's right. Why are you yelling? I'm not yelling. That's how I talk.
That's how we were around the dinner table. It was just loud, and that's all I knew.